Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
I got to level with you. When all this talk of the typhoon started up earlier in the week, I assumed... Well, first of all, I thought we were talking wrestling. I thought it was the typhoon earthquake tag team from the... But yeah, forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Once I realized it was an actual weather event, I assumed all the matches were going to go ahead as normal. But no.
Of course you did, Owen. You think the best of people and weather systems.
Yeah. I think the best of sports organizations, despite much evidence to the contrary. Mm. The line about robust contingency plans was amended today to World Rugby taking what they describe as the difficult but right decision to cancel two games in the final weekend of the pool stage. I just like the way they describe their decision as the correct one. You know,
well, I mean, in this particular situation, maybe they felt that if they didn't praise themselves,
yeah,
nobody else was.
Get the self,
and they would have been right.
A pool decider between England and France gone. Italy miss out on the chance to play New Zealand. Not only that, but Scotland could be eliminated from the tournament without even landing a shot against the host, Japan, if things go the wrong way between now and Sunday.
You cry like a little baby.
Yeah, it seems fairly remarkable that there's absolutely no way of getting these games played somewhere else in the country on another day in another venue. But that's the way it's going down. We asked Shane Horgan, does it dampen his enthusiasm for the rest of the tournament?
It does in terms of how I watch the games with England and New Zealand, and will be, you know, I'm not saying I would have been cheering for England and New Zealand anyway, but you know, I just don't want them to win. They can't win. France, they can't win now. You know, if any of those teams win, this World Cup is compromised. And you know, the likelihood is, you know, one of those teams was going to win, but and is going to win. But if it does, it compromises this World Cup. It's not going to be a true World Cup. And I know you say, oh, the New Zealand are going to smash the team. It's not a big deal. And, you know, England will go against France. It's not a big deal. It's not the outcome of the result that matters, actually. It's the number of games. It's the rest. It's the, you know, natural unfairness of the tournament. Of a tournament that can, you know, and has traditionally been unfair in many ways anyway. Mm. We don't need another level of unfairness to it.
Reminder, Shane Horgan, the Second Captain's Podcast, is the only place in Ireland where you can hear Shane Horgan during the World Cup, and he was certainly well worth hearing today. You would have to feel sorry for the Scots if they do get knocked out by default. Or would you? Earlier this week, when it looked as though...
Come on now. I mean, I have been, you know, vocal in my criticism of the Scottish rugby team, but you'd have to say that losing in the World Cup, well, drawing in the World Cup, while not actually even taking to the field to ensure that you don't qualify for the pool. I mean, even the Scots probably don't deserve that.
May I remind you of Gregor Townsend's quotes from earlier in the week when it looked as though the Ireland-Samoa game was the one in jeopardy? The Ireland game cannot be postponed. It has to be played that day. If it cannot be played that day, then it's 2 points for each team. There you go, Gregor.
Yeah, well, my sympathy for the Scots lasted 4 seconds.
We spoke to BBC Scotland's Tom English, who is about to head into the eye of the storm with the Scotland team in Japan.
It's amazing how the tide turns, you know, because that day he did say, look, if the rules are very clear, if it can't be played on that day, it can be moved to a different stadium on the same day, but it can't be moved day. And in that eventuality, it's a nil-all draw, blah, blah, blah. And he said, look, that can change. The point that they would make on that, Scottish Rugby would say that in their participation agreement document, which is like, you know, massive, massive document, there is a force majeure clause in there, which is a kind of a loophole, which is not as cut and dried as a nil-all draw in the game of in the event of an abandoned match. He says there's more to it, and they will argue that, and I'm sure they're currently arguing that with World Rugby. So they think there's a get out there, which they weren't talking about when it was affecting Ireland, because it suited Scotland at that time, but it doesn't suit Scotland anymore. So they're going to town on that one right now.
No such problems with the weather in Tbilisi. No, thankfully, no need for the use of the phrase force majeure just yet. Ken has arrived in Georgia well in advance of Saturday's Euro 2020 qualifier so that he can sample the delights the city has to offer. It is the culinary capital of the Caucasus, don't you know?
Khachapuri, which is this sort of Georgian, basically imagine a large frying pan sized piece of bread with like a fried egg and a bunch of other stuff on it.
Oh, wow. Sounds healthy.
The Khachapuri and Khinkali, these seem to be the two big things. Khinkalis are kind of dumplings. So I had them last night. It's like a kind of meat and vegetable filled dumpling. Don't ask too many questions about what the meat is. If you flick through a menu in Georgia, you see a lot of stuff like sliced pork heart. And you're like, I wonder, is that in the Khinkali? And then you're like, it's probably all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same. You know, if you don't think too much about it, it tastes great. So
is it a large dumpling, or are these very many small dumplings?
Large dumplings.
Large dumplings. Okay.
Large dumplings, each roughly the size of a pear, maybe a little larger.
Whoa, that is a big dumpling.
Like a sack of dough with like a little twirl at the top, where the dough becomes quite dense at the sort of the top, like say the knot, the knot of the sack, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And within you have the delicious meat and vegetables, whatever they may be.
Yeah. So more on the knot of the sack on the show tomorrow, and we might actually talk football tomorrow.
Well, he's over there for a number of weeks, so we can get to the football
it's
eventually.
Sort of a sabbatical, I think, that Ken is taking Georgia.
Here, you know.
More power?
More power to him, you know. If he thinks he can get away with this crack on, and appears if he can, then why not?
Full Georgia-Ireland preview on tomorrow's podcast. That is what is coming up on the last pod of the week. But so much has already happened, as we've been outlining, over the last few minutes. SecondCaptains.com/join. That's where you can pay your fiver a month, sign up, become a member, become a part of this thing, have fun, hear about Georgian dumplings and all sorts of important stuff.
It's just very good value.
It really is. It's just shocking value. It's incredible.
Jeez, you wouldn't be sure. You wouldn't feel like
there's a voice.
Oh my God. Sorry, mate. That's actually my seat.
What you think doesn't really matter.
He's an annoying twat. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. You walked away saying the word tosser.
Well, what's next for you? What's next for Hathaway?
What a boy you are.
Whose phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.